Eddie.
What's wrong with him, George? I shouted. Mr. Dillon had managed to get on his feet again. He was turning slowly around, the smoke rising from his fur and coming out of his mouth in gray billows. What's happening to him? Shirley came out, her cheeks wet with tears. Help him, she shouted. He's burning up. Huddy joined us then, panting as if he'd run a race. What the hell is it? Then he saw. Mr. Dillon had collapsed again. We walked cautiously toward him from one side. From the other, Shirley came down from the stoop. She was closer and reached him first. Don't touch him, George said. Shirley ignored him and put a hand on Dee's neck, but she couldn't hold it there. She looked at us, her eyes swimming with tears. He's on fire inside, she said. Whining, Mr. Dillon tried to get on his feet again. He made it halfway, the front half, and began to move slowly toward the far side of the parking lot, where Kurt's Bel Air was parked next to Dickie Duck Elliott's Toyota. By then he had to have been blind. His eyes were nothing but boiling jelly in their sockets. He kind of paddled along, pulling himself with his front paws, dragging his rump. Christ, Huddy said. By then, tears were pouring down Shirley's face, and her voice was so choked it was hard to make out what she was saying. Please, for the love of God, can't one of you help him? I had an image then, very bright and clear. I saw myself getting the hose, which Archie always kept coiled under the faucet bib on the side of the building. I saw myself turning on the spigot, then running to Mr. D and slamming the cold brass nozzle of the hose into his mouth, feeding water down the chimney that was his throat. I saw myself putting him out. But George was already walking toward the dying ruin that had been our barracks dog, taking his gun out of his holster as he went. D, meanwhile, was still paddling mindlessly along toward a spot of nothing much between Kurt's Bel Air and Dickie Duck's Toyota, moving in a cloud of thickening smoke. How long, I wondered, before the fire inside broke through, and he went up in flames like one of those suicidal Buddhist monks you used to see on television during the Vietnam War. George stopped and held his gun up so Shirley could see it. It's the only thing, darling, don't you think? Yes, hurry, she said, speaking very rapidly.